is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. Thank you for being here on this Thursday, December 12th in the year 2024. This is where I'll be for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And boy, oh boy, we have had a busy day. Bill Belichick, formally introduced as the next head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. Yeah, he looks good in that powder blue. He spoke to Michael Jordan. He spoke to Lawrence Taylor. Julius Peppers was there. Oh, what a big deal this is for North Carolina football. When's the last time somebody said something about North Carolina football? We're going to get into Bill Belichick and hear his comments as to why he decided to go to North Carolina. We'll do that in a few minutes. Also, Juan Soto, the $765 million man, he made his debut as a New York Met. He decided to tell the world why he decided to hook up with the New York Mets. He says it's about family. Okay, I will explain. You'll hear from Soto himself. It is Thursday. It is December. That means we got some Thursday night football as the 49ers host the Rams, both teams jockeying for position in the crowded NFC West. Hey, how about this? Lee Pace is going to join us from UNC, a sideline reporter. He's going to tell us all there is to know about Bill Belichick. And speaking of coaches, we have some other coaches that have been hired in college football. Rich Rodriguez goes back to West Virginia. Dan Mullen leaves the television set, or the television, set studio for UNLV. Raheem Morris, it looks like Raheem Morris is going to stick with Kirk Cousins. I don't know if this is the best decision, but we'll talk about it. Speaking of coaches, oh my goodness, Steve Kerr went scorched earth on the officials last night as the Golden State Warriors lost to the Houston Rockets. Steve Kerr was just like, man, I came to the depths of hell to lose to this referee. This referee screwed me. We'll get into that. We got another coach, Kevin Stefanski. It looks like he'll be safe with the Browns. I don't know about Deshaun Watson. There's just a lot to get into. We might have a change in the college football playoff format sooner than later. So we have a lot to discuss. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call up. We got a phone number. It works. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. That's how you reach us on the phone lines. And if you want to use the internet, I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on X/Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Thank you to people listening on the Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker, talk to the machine, tell it, boss it around. Say, hey, play the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk about Bill Belichick bossing around college athletes. We'll do that in a second. Hickey, how are you? The news basically broke yesterday while you were holding a showdown, man.
Yeah, as you could imagine, I dominated the show. Very interesting. It was actually funny. The news last week when I filled for you on Thursday first came out that he was interested in having the interview. And then less than a week later when I'm filling in for you again, the news breaks that, boom, he's officially the coach. So you're off, and all of a sudden Bill decides to make all this news.
So you're the Belichick whisperer. Is that? Can I surmise that?
That, or he just hates you so much that he figures, okay, you're off. Now it's time to really, you know, break some news here and make some magic.
It appears that Belichick hates everything except for young women. So, football, you know? So I think that's par for the course. He loves football. He loves young women. So that's all good.
I was gonna say, make sure you include football. He loves football and young women.
Well, I guess that's one of the reasons that Bill Belichick decided to join North Carolina. After 29 seasons coaching between the Browns and the Patriots, even more years as an assistant and winning another two Super Bowls, defensive coordinator for the New York Giants after a 31-13 postseason record, after, you know, six Super Bowl titles as a head coach, the guy's third all-time in wins. Why in the hell would Bill Belichick want to coach in college? Well, Bill Belichick, as I told you, he spoke to the media assembled in Chapel Hill today, and Bill Belichick says, are you serious? This is what I always wanted to do.
I've always wanted to coach in football, coach in college football, and it just never really worked out. I had some good years in the NFL, so that was okay. But this is really kind of a dream come true. I grew up in college football with my dad. As a coach of Navy for 50 years, so as a kid, all I knew was college football. And so it's great to come back home to Carolina.
Oh, I love how Bill Belichick, he just casually says, oh, yeah, I was just busy in the NFL. You know, just casually having success, you know, just woke up and had some good things happen, had some bad things happen. But I was just in the NFL. Didn't allow me the time or the opportunity to show up and move on to the college ranks. You know, I was just busy in the NFL. Until he wasn't. Until he basically ran Tom Brady out of town. Tom Brady said, I ain't doing this anymore. Tom Brady kept on winning. And Belichick, well, to the shock of nobody, with no Tom Brady and a roster falling apart, the New England Patriots hit the skids. And then Robert Kraft said, all right, enough is enough. It's time to move on. And things don't have to be bad. I don't think anybody would wake up and tell you that Bill Belichick all of a sudden is a bad coach, became a bad coach. None of that's true. None of that's accurate. Things ran its course. It's like The Lion King taught me in 1993 or 94, whenever the hell it came out. It's called The Circle of Life. Things begin and things end. That is the circle of life. And in the NFL, forget the circle of life. When your time is done, they just tell you pack your bags and they turn off your damn key card. Bill Belichick was relieved of his duties in a dignified fashion, given all the success the New England Patriots had under his watch. No team wanted Bill Belichick. What do you do with a 72-year-old head coach who's used to power, is one of the most successful coaches, forget the NFL, forget football, one of the most successful coaches in sports history? What do you do with a guy that successful who is now out of a job? He couldn't secure one. Atlanta Falcons said no thank you to Bill Belichick. And why did teams say no thank you? Why? Because he ain't going to be around for another 20 years coaching, not in the NFL. You're not going to be around just running the whole ship. There comes a point in time where sometimes you are just too damn powerful. You're intimidating. You don't fit in. And so Bill Belichick, he's in college. He's back where his dad used to coach in the 50s. Bill Belichick, he played on that a whole hell of a lot today. My dad was here. I love this. You know, even Bill Belichick, he's like, hey, when I was a kid, I don't remember nothing. Like, I was 2 damn years old. But he says, I knew it as a baby to say to beat Duke.
You know, when you're little, you don't remember everything. Obviously, I was too young to remember a lot of things from Carolina. But as I grew up, you know, you hear the same story over and over and over and over again. And so one story I always heard was Billy's first words were, beat Duke.
Oh, Bill Belichick still has that trademark sense of humor. And we can all pretty much forget about his sense of humor because Bill Belichick is going to be back to coaching. No more funnies and ha-has and no more podcasts. I know, by the way, Hickey, I guess no more Lombardi, right? He's busy with Belichick. He's not coming on here with us no more. He's like, screw these guys, right?
That's right. Michael Lombardi now back in the college game, his first hire.
Yeah, he said he's the GM. Yeah, no more chats with Mike. That's out the window. He's going to be chatting with Bill Belichick. No time for us. Freddie Kitchens, who's the interim head coach. Now they got rid of Mac Brown, 2 weeks ago. Bill Belichick said that he's going to keep Freddie Kitchens around. Remember, Freddie Kitchens, by the way, he used to coach in the NFL for the Cleveland Browns. Now interim coach for UNC. And so Bill Belichick, he has who has the resume of Bill Belichick in college? The answer is nobody. You're bringing in Lombardi, you got Kitchens sticking around too, and this is just the start. I will not take the advice of Marty from Westchester, who called us last week and said that Bill Belichick should probably bring in Lawrence Taylor. No, bad idea. Lawrence Taylor should not be anywhere near a college campus. That's first of all. But Bill Belichick, he's going to round out this, not, I can't even say roster, he's going to round out his staff. we've seen the transformation of college sports and college athletics over the past few years, it might as well be the pros. We just talked about Belichick hiring a general manager. In what world is this? We know about NIL and free agency and the transfer portal. Feels a whole hell of a lot like the pros to me. And Bill Belichick pretty much said as much. When it comes down to the University of North Carolina, I'm going to run this like the pros.
Excited to be here. Excited to be in college football. Excited for the opportunity to build and develop young student athletes, young men, and prepare them for their life, either in the NFL or professionally. But the lessons they learn will be professional lessons. They'll be pros in all areas.
Okay, Bill. So what comes next? It's been reported for days that this was a 3-year contract, $30 million. It's been reported on a larger scale that ultimately this is a 5-year deal, $10 million per. But that the first 3 years are guaranteed, which would basically mean, yes, this is a 3-year, $30 million contract. Bill Belichick is stepping to a team. He's leading a team that hasn't won an ACC championship since 1980. And it took Mack Brown from the 90s and then coming back more recently, he's had the most success at North Carolina. Let's also be clear. When people think about North Carolina, when people think about Chapel Hill, when people think about the North Carolina Blue, man, they ain't think about no football. No disrespect. Sorry, Julius Peppers. On a lesser extent, apologies to Daniel Jones. Sorry, Daniel Jones. Hickey, did he go there or Duke? Which one was it?
Boy, this is even worse for Carolina. He went to Duke.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I fixed it at the end, right? I was like, wait a minute, which school was he a loser for? I'm just saying. The fact of the matter is, ain't nobody been looking for North Carolina football. That's it. Nobody. It's basketball. It's Michael Jordan. It's James Worthy. It's my buddy from Queens, New York, Kenny the Jet Smith, who's going to be in a free throw contest with Stephen A. Smith, left-handed. What? Anyway, it's basketball. But Bill Belichick is going to make a lot of money for everybody on the program now. People are going to be paying attention to North Carolina football. What a world we live in. I can't believe this. And so what happens? This team is 6-6 this year. I don't even know what bowl game they're going to play. And it'll be up, the Fenway Bowl up in Connecticut. How much fun against Connecticut, I should say. Ooh, a lot of fun. Freddie Kitchens going to be running the team. Bill Belichick will be lurking around somewhere. Can't wait for that, right? Not really. And so what happens when Belichick takes over? We looking at another 500 team? We looking at a team that wins 7 games, 8 games? They get back to a bowl game next year, right? They have to, right? At what point are they competing for an ACC championship? If Belichick is around for 5 years, does he bring in enough talent? Does he bring in enough recruits to compete for a national championship? I don't know. 4 or 5 years, maybe. Not in 3. You could throw that out the window. But the way college football works, look at what Deion did with Colorado. Why can't Bill Belichick do the same thing? Bill Belichick, he was asked about success. What defines success at North Carolina under Belichick? Belichick said this.
Well, success is, it's a day-by-day process. And the only thing we can really do anything about is, today, tomorrow, what's immediately in front of us. So take advantage of every opportunity we have to build the team, improve the team, get better, and keep stringing a lot of good days together, and the results will come.
On to Cincinnati. He's slowly getting back into character. On to Cincinnati. He's slowly but surely getting back into character. And if you're North Carolina, you couldn't have done better than this. I'm not being sarcastic, but you could not have done better than this. You got a football program. Why wouldn't you want Bill Belichick to be in charge? Unless you're an NFL team and, you're just like, hey, he's kind of old and crotchety, bringing in talent at the end with the New England Patriots. He kind of sucked. But when you talk about coaching, Is there a better guy to be coaching in college? I love this. I'm going to seek out and search North Carolina games. ESPN is going to love this. They got all the ACC games. They will love this. I got a reason to watch North Carolina football just to look at Bill Belichick on the sidelines. Just to see him curse out referees. Just to see him glare at young players who will look back at him and go, I don't even remember when you won your first Super Bowl. Like, I'm going to love all of this. He's going to attract talent. Come on. You could do like Pat Riley did to LeBron a few years ago. Well, 10 years ago. More than 10 years ago. Damn, Hickey, why LeBron been around a long time. Why is a few years ago to me now 15 years?
Wow, that is the decision was, wow.
2010, right?
Yeah, 2010. I was in high school. Yeah. That's crazy. Wow, he is old.
You were in high school. They had already given me the boot out of college.
Wow.
I gave myself the boot out of college.
Yeah, you said I don't need you, right?
Yeah, I said I don't need this college stuff. That's like I said, I told my professor, I'm not doing this work. I pay your bills.
I'm your boss.
I did not say that. Oh, man. Hickey, that message from that professor, I probably deleted it by now. Angry professors just nationwide sending me nasty emails. Your professor, be better than that. Anyway, I'm waiting on Bill Belichick just to say, man, you see my rings? I got eight of them. Eight. Find me another coach in college who has my resume. There's nobody. Nobody who has his resume. And so is Bill Belichick utilizing this to continue to build his resume? Is Bill Belichick coaching at North Carolina to, you know, bolster his stock, remain relevant, to show folks at the NFL, hey, screw y'all. Y'all didn't want me. I'm gonna come back. You're going to be back on your hands and knees for Belichick. Hey, Bill Belichick, how are we so sure that you are not just going to leave? That was the final question. One of the questions at the press conference, and this was the most Bill Belichick answer possible.
Bill, what do you say to people that fear that if you do succeed here, that you might leave for the NFL again in a year or two?
Yeah, well, I didn't come here to leave.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, Bill Belichick is slowly rounding back into his original form. No more happy-go-lucky Belichick. No more hee-hees and ha-has. No more podcasts and Manning cast and betting shows. No, them days are over. I'm sure he'll squeeze out a few more, maybe. I don't know. But it's time for Coach Belichick. It's time for the hoodie. It's time for the homeless-looking coach on the sidelines with the 24-year-old hot girlfriend. Yeah, it's time for Belichick. By the way, they gifted him a couple of hoodies with no sleeves. Belichick time. I can't wait for this. I think Belichick is great for college football. I think Belichick is great for UNC. I think this is going to work out fine. I wouldn't be surprised if they were out there competing in a couple of seasons for a championship. If Belichick is really going to stick around for 5 years, I'm not so sure. I wouldn't be shocked if they were competing for a playoff spot, especially with all this talk about expanding it. Oh, I hope not. Congratulations to North Carolina, because they're the winners here. They're going to make some money. And forget about the students. Sorry. And forget about the basketball, the football, the cheerleading, the baseball, all these other programs that are great at UNC. This is about the money. And if you're North Carolina, you're going to be swimming in it. What a great move. Sorry to Mac Brown. He's probably crying in his bed right now. They gave him the boot for Belichick. But, I mean, damn. It's a good move. I like it. I love it all the way around. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much to do. Next hour, we're going to be joined by a sideline reporter who covers UNC. Lee Pace is going to come through and join us. We're going to get into some other coaching hires and people sticking around and maybe not sticking around. But on the other side of this break, we have to talk about someone else who had an introductory press conference. This man, he could pay Bill Belichick for the next 70 years. It's Juan Soto. Juan Soto met the Met fans, the media in New York, and explained why he said, screw the Yankees. I'm now a Met. We'll do that and hear him or hear from him on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, my goodness. It's like the Mets anthem from last year. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, man. It's a good song. I hope they don't play it next year, though. Hickey, is Juan Soto going to give... Is Iglesias even going to be back on the team next year?
Probably not. Probably not. I would agree. This song was great for last year as a catalyst. Great song. Time to retire.
Oh, boy.
Can't run it back.
Can't wait to see what the New York Mets do next year. We went from one, oh my gosh, to another. Bill Belichick is now the head coach of North Carolina, going to take over the Tar Heels. He did say, by the way, that he spoke to Michael Jordan. What is Michael Jordan going to say? Yeah, this is great. Come on by. You know, just come make some money. It's a great place. Well, how'd that conversation go? I don't know. If you have any thoughts on Bill Belichick joining North Carolina, you can call me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I think it's an amazing deal. I think it's an amazing opportunity. The biggest winner here is North Carolina. I don't see a situation where Bill Belichick is just going to, you know, drive this into the ground. This is a team. This is a program that has pretty much been irrelevant on the college football scene, and they're going to face just the most eyeballs. They're going to be in front of more eyeballs than they've ever been in their 120-year-ish history. Good move all the way around. Belichick, North Carolina, I see no problems. I love it. I like it. I'm going to be rooting for Bill Belichick to have success. I am. There was no way in hell I was ever going to root for the guy with the New England Patriots. That was not going to happen. Couldn't stand him. I was waiting for him and Tom Brady to lose. When the Philadelphia Eagles beat him and the Giants beat him, those were some of my happiest football days. And I could care less about the Eagles, the Giants, and the Patriots. I just wanted to see Belichick and Tom Brady lose. I will be rooting for Bill Belichick at North Carolina. I love it for both sides. 855-212-4227. We played the clips for you from Bill Belichick's introductory press conference earlier today. But now it's time to talk to you about another press conference that took today. Because Bill Belichick wasn't the only man introduced to the media. Juan Soto, who now has the richest contract in professional sports history. I don't care if you're in North America or Saudi Arabia, Australia, the UK, China, wherever. There's not a human being alive that has ever contracted to make $765 million playing sports. Potentially $800 million for 15 years is what Juan Soto decided to take from the New York Mets to play baseball. He is 26 years old. He's going to be manning right field for the New York Mets. He left the Yankees. It's like a first. A free agent said no to the New York Yankees. He played for the Yankees last year, and he went to the Mets. This is akin to someone saying goodbye to the Los Angeles Lakers and hello to the Clippers. The New York Mets owner, Steve Cohen, he got the big bucks. What is his net worth? Got to be approximately $20 billion. Oh, how low, how low. He can buy whatever he wants. Major League Baseball owners are scared of this guy. If you're a baseball fan in Pittsburgh, be afraid of this man. If you're a baseball fan in, I don't know, I would say San Diego. Yeah, but maybe you'd be afraid of this guy. In Minnesota, I'm afraid of this guy. He's going to outspend everybody. He just outspent the New York Yankees. It's the Dodgers and the Mets throwing money around. So why did Juan Soto leave? Apparently, the Yankees offered $760 million. But then we started to hear stories about how, you know, security wasn't all that nice to his family. Now, the New York Mets said, oh, you want a suite? We'll give you a suite for free. Oh, matter of fact, here's a signing bonus. We'll give you, I don't know, $75 million right out of the box. The New York Mets said, hey, whatever you want, you can have it. Juan Soto was asked why you decided to sign with the Mets, and Juan Soto answered.
The Mets is a great organization, and what they have done in the past couple years showing all the ability to keep winning, to keep growing a team, to try to grow a dynasty is one of the most important things. Definitely, what you were seeing from the other side was unbelievable. And the buzz and everything in the field and the future that this team has, it's had a lot to do with my decision.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Cohen took over in the pandemic. He's saying, hey, give me Max Scherzer. He's old, I don't care. Here's Max Scherzer. Hey, we're Verlander. He's old, too. Let's just give him money. Oh, yeah, those guys didn't work out. I'm still going to give people money. Oh, yeah, let's trade for Lindor. Oh, no contract extension. I'll work it out. Contract extension. Yeah, this man has been throwing around some cash. I think Juan Soto will eventually, the New York Mets, I would give them a World Series title at some point over the next, I don't know, 5 years. I mean, that was his initial intent. Didn't happen that way. Sorry, Steve Cohen. But they need more help. They need pitching. How about that? This isn't basketball. Can't just sign the biggest name and expect this man to drag you to a championship. Juan Soto is nice, but he can't go out there and win it all. But I think the way Steve Cohen spends money, I would expect at least for them to be competitive for a World Series. And that's what Juan Soto said the goal is. He says, I'm here, not for one, but for two and three and four, not five. Not, no, that was LeBron. Here's Juan Soto.
It's going to be a tight end, you know. I know they've been in the World Series. They probably won it a couple times, but they haven't done it in a long time. For me, I tried to win a World Series here, and not only one time, if not a couple more times, it's gonna be special. That's what we're trying to do here and try to bring this team to the top again.
Yeah, let me help you out, Juan Soto. It's before you were born. It was 1986. That's the last time they won a championship, Juan. That's it. Yeah, it didn't happen the past couple times they went. I mean, one of the times, and that wasn't, oh, my God, was he alive for that? Oh, he doesn't remember it. Oh, my God. He was just born for that. Yeah, he was just born during the Subway World Series, right? He was just born for that.
That was 24 years ago, and he is now 26. So, yeah, 2-3 years old.
Oh, my crazy. God. He doesn't remember nothing. This man was in the World Series in 2019. He just fell out the womb. He's like, I'm playing baseball. Here I am. I'm getting on base and I'm hitting doubles. What do you want from me? And I told you that, well, Juan Soto can't do it all. He needs help. I mean, are they going to get some pitching in? Is Pete Alonso coming back to play first base? Who's going to protect them in the lineup? Yeah, we can go through all of this. And Steve Cohen, Daddy Warbucks, I ain't calling no grown man Uncle Steve. That can go to hell with that. Steve Cohen, he says, man, we still got to plug some holes.
Well, I mean, when you get a ball player of this caliber, right? I mean, you know, already our lineup has gotten a lot stronger. And so that's a big deal. And so, you know, listen, I mean, it. You know, Juan is an extraordinary player. But we still got to build a roster, right, of 26 players. And so, you know, I mean, but I think this is a big step forward.
Man, Hickey, what's the first thing Juan saw? He got money already, right? This man turned down a $440 million contract, 15 years, from the Nationals. He basically doubled that contract. They offered this a few years ago. If you're Juan Soto and you know, and forget, we understand taxes exist, what's the first thing you're doing? You buying everybody a house? What the hell do you do with that money?
Might as well just buy a country at that point. I mean,
oh my God.
Have your own country, Soto Land, whatever you want to call it.
Soto Land. It sounds like a place where celebrities can get in trouble.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe that's where young baseball players can develop and they, just have a pipeline for the Mets. There we go.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Marco Belletti, what are you doing with $765 million?
Let me put it this way. You would never hear from me ever again.
Okay.
Nor would anyone else.
Okay.
Because it wouldn't shock me if I bought an island and just hung out.
Oh, I was thinking you were going to do SpaceX, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, nah. Nah, I ain't doing nothing. That's basically what it is. I'm gonna hang out on an island with the people that I want. No offense. And everybody else I'm never going to speak to again.
Well, nice to know. If I sent you a text like, hey, Marco, you doing okay? You wouldn't even answer me back. I'm all right. Just hiding out? I wouldn't even get the courtesy of that?
No, I think you would. I don't think I'd tell you where I am, but I think you'd get a text back, yeah.
Oh, that's fine. That's good. At least I get that much courtesy. Well, we know where Juan Soto is going to be. Juan Soto is going to be in Queens. Juan Soto, the man who decided to leave the Bronx, is going to be playing in Queens, New York, for the New York Mets. And Juan Soto, he was asked. We heard from Judge. He says, man, that's a grown man. He's been here. He's experienced this. I'm going to let him make the decision. Hey, so Juan, have you talked to any of the Yankees? Have you heard from Judge? Have you heard from your teammates? Did they say good luck, goodbye, come back? What happened, Juan?
I haven't talked to any of those guys. We talked to them through playoff, at the end of the playoff, but after that, I make this process. I haven't talked to any of those.
No. The Subway Series is going to be interesting. What do you say? Good luck? Nobody. Judge is going to, hey, it's good luck? No, what's he going to say to him? Aaron Judge is probably laying up on a beach with his wife, thinking about his own terrible postseason performance. Man, he ain't thinking about Soto no more. He's gone. You break up with somebody and tell them good luck? Hick, you ever done that before? You break up with somebody and wish them luck after?
Not to that extent. No, I've not.
To that extent. Please do tell. I'm interested. Please.
No, like, I mean, you got like middle school breakups where it's like you still got to see the person, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't tell them good luck, right?
No, but I don't know what you tell. I don't know.
Okay.
See you later. Thanks.
Okay.
No. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories.
I don't. Oh, wow.
You never broken up with anybody before?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been. I don't think I've ever told anybody good luck. No.
Tell them some other things. Two words that you can't say on radio?
No, not that. That's awful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Come on.
Jeez. What? I'm saying good riddance.
Yeah, in a different way. Oh, man. Awful. But, Marco, you've never ended a relationship and had to just, wish them luck on the way? No?
I don't know if I said good luck. Yeah. I don't know what the hell I said, but I don't know if I said good luck. I feel like that would be wrong.
Yeah, so there's no reason for Juan Soto to... There's no reason for a Yankee to reach out to Juan Soto. There's nothing... What's there to say? If they really wanted to be about it, which is not the case because these are all professionals, they'll save it for the baseball field. Yeah, they got a group text. I know they do. Hickey, somebody should tell Juan Soto in the old Yankees group text, they should use the two words that you kind of insinuated that I should use.
I don't disagree. Yeah. Maybe try harder to keep them, but yeah, otherwise than that, yeah.
Yeah, somebody should just randomly, hey, Juan, screw you. Yeah, that's it. And just leave it there. Don't even respond in the group text. That's it.
Now, come on. You guys know me. You know, if we had, we do have a group text. If we had that and somebody, you guys went off to make all that kind of, you know I would say something like that. You know I would. Just joking around. Like, are these guys friends? Yeah. At any point.
Why hasn't he heard from any of the
Yankees? I don't know. I got to be fair. That was really, really weird for me.
They don't like him. He don't like, what's the deal? What's the problem? They didn't like him that much, huh?
I get the idea of there's nothing to say. Got to go through the process and give him some space. But like, you didn't text at any point from the World Series to now is a little funky. Even after like he signed, no one sent the jokingly, you know, screw you, you're the enemy.
July.
Yeah, like yeah. Something. It's weird to me that since he signed to now, nobody reached out is weird. And him too. Like, guys, it wasn't you. It just, you know, it has to be. Nobody? That's a little funky for me.
He's a baseball mercenary.
And that's fine. He doesn't owe anybody anything. But when you're talking about, like, your teammates, again, you didn't have any camaraderie with any of those guys that you didn't have. You weren't on a joking level. And I'm not talking about a phone call.
He's about his money. He's about his paper.
Damn.
He's like Tony Montana busting them guns at the end. It's like, I need my money and my family and screw everybody else.
Damn, like you didn't have a relationship with anybody to text?
Hey, Francisco Lindor, he better watch out.
Obviously, because in 15 years, he ain't going to have a relationship with them either. You talk about me going on an island and say goodbye. Soto's going to be on the island saying goodbye. He obviously doesn't care at all.
Yeah, don't get too close. Man, Hickey, we talked about he's some cutthroat dudes who got these contracts today, right?
Do you think Ohtani got a text from his angel buddies this time last year?
I would.
think Mike Trout shot him a message like...
Come on.
Now, again, there's a little bit of a language barrier there, so it's a little bit different. But yeah, like at some point, like you don't... I mean, we're joking about the good luck, but like these guys are just... you know, you change jobs, right? Together.
Should be friends.
Oh, you that's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't have any friends. Like, this is a job. This is not. I'm not talking about loyalty and like, oh, how dare you? It's a job. You worked with someone. You became friends with them. They went and got another job. You didn't say goodbye.
Trying to keep him even.
Well, back to Ohtani.
That's different.
Ohtani played with a bunch of minor leaguers. Okay,
right.
He played with minor leaguers and guys who were in rehab, so he never saw these guys anyway.
That's Trout or nobody. Let's be fair.
Rendon, bet you he probably got a text or two.
Rendon doesn't even like his own job.
He doesn't even know who Rendon is. Yeah. He never saw him.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Look, the man will bat 280. He'll be on base 40%+ of the time. He'll hit 37 home runs. He'll drive in 100 runs, and the Mets will go to the playoffs and be eliminated. What's the big deal? Right? Come on. No. Is that not the most likely scenario?
You said 2 minutes ago that they're going to win a World Series in 5 years.
No, I'm talking about this upcoming
year. This upcoming year. That's it only this year.
Yeah, they'll go to the playoffs, and the Dodgers will smoke them.
Let's see how the pitching shapes out.
Well, yeah. Well, who are they going to get? We don't know. The other Japanese guy, Sasaki?
Maybe.
No. Come on. And that home run total's a little high.
Sasaki's going to the Dodgers.
Or the Padres, or apparently Cincinnati, because he doesn't want to be in a big market. But I don't see him going anywhere.
I saw Chicago. The White Sox are making him a presentation. So well, maybe Chicago.
If he's going to Chicago, I think it's the Cubs. I think they got a much better
chance. White Sox are going in there.
The Cubs have a much better chance than the White Sox.
Don't tell Sasaki who Joe Burrow is, okay? Joe Burrow got robbed. Don't go to Cincinnati. Stay out of there.
Or don't show him Jerry Reinsdorf either.
Who leaves Japan to go to Cincinnati? I'm just saying
his agent was pretty clear about he might like a small market to be able to avoid. Well, you know,
go to Seattle, right?
I guess, but that's kind of big.
Watching White Sox
go hang out with Terry Francona in Cincinnati. I'm giving you a decent team. That's a good spot for you.
Seattle. He stays in the West. It's cold. It's rainy. Ichiro.
How about the A's? They just shelled out for Severino.
Sacramento. The Sacramento.
That's right,
the
Sacramento A's.
Sacramento A's.
This man
West
might
Coast,
as well.
Small
might as
market.
Well, minor league ballpark too. Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd stay in Japan for all of that, Hickey. Okay. I'd stay in Japan.
That's true. He wanted to go to the bigs, not AAA.
That's sad. Hey, congratulations, Juan Soto. He could buy all these damn places we talked about. Good for him. $765 million upwards of $800. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Everybody got so many decisions to make. So many. I'm going to tell you about another big decision in the NFL on the other side of the break. We're going to get into the 49ers and the Rams. They're going to be kicking off in about an hour and 15 minutes. It's Thursday Night Football.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we have talked a lot about some new faces and new places. Bill Belichick in North Carolina. Juan Soto, still in New York City, but with the New York Mets. There's a face who still hasn't made his debut in the new place yet. Michael Penix Jr. still has not made his debut as a starter for the Atlanta Falcons. And so Raheem Morris actually talked about this. Falcons are now below 500. They're 6-7. Kirk Cousins has thrown 8 interceptions in the last 4 games. We have fielded calls and talked about this for the past 2 weeks about Kirk Cousins still having his gig. The Falcons got the Raiders up next. And so Raheem Morris, he actually spoke to the media and he explained why he will not bench Kirk Cousins.
Kirk came here and he got us to a point that we are in a playoff contention. And you got to believe and you got to have the resolve to be able to stick and stay steady-handed by the guy that you believe in. And I don't want to be like some organizations who are make harsh decisions or critical decisions on your critical decision makers when they fail you or they make their mistakes, right? I just feel like it's our job and my job to back him at the highest level of certainty to get him to get out there and play better.
What? Hickey, I know you want to send Kirk Cousins to Mars. I know you do. I agree with Raheem. The words I don't agree with, but I agree. Let Kirk Cousins play.
At what point are you entering the definition of insanity phase where you're banging your head against the wall expecting something different and nothing different is going to happen? What point is that?
One more game.
Oh. He said that. You literally said last week.
Give the first half against
the Vikings to not go well. One more week still?
Yeah, but it's one thing to take on the Vikings, who are amazing. It's another thing to take on the Raiders and get the ass whooped, okay? You can't lose to the Raiders. This is what I believe. It's not even what I believe. This is what I know. If you pull the plug, it's tough to go back. You can't. You can't. There is no guarantee. And this is, it's not worth testing. It's not. You have a better chance and better odds of riding Kirk Cousins here the rest of the season, hoping that you get into the postseason, than you do of just throwing out Penix Jr. Like, they're not done yet. They're not cooked. You got to give this guy a chance. You got to give him an opportunity. And I'm talking about Kirk Cousins. I'm sorry, Michael Penix Jr. is not your time yet. We'll talk more about this. Matter of fact, how about this? We got a real football game that's going to take place in about an hour from now. The Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. Those are two teams. They're not worried about their quarterback. They're just trying to get to the postseason. We'll talk about that on the other side. More Kirk Cousins, more Belichick, and more Soto, and everything on the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.